Book of Mark, chapter 8. We'll read verses 22 through verse 26. And he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town. When he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught, or if he saw clearly. And he looking up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that he, Jesus, put his hands again upon his eyes, and made him, or caused him, to look up, and he was restored, and saw every man clearly. And he sent him away to his house, saying, Neither go into the town, nor tell it to any in the town. This particular miracle, and I believe it's important to notice this, because it explains a lot, and we'll get into that probably next week, but this miracle follows the feeding of over 4,000. When we began this series, we looked at the healing, the miracles over nature first, and then since then we've been looking at the healing miracles. We have been looking at the healing miracles chronologically, but since we've grouped them into miracles over nature and healing miracles, we're not looking at all of them chronologically, because this, we've already looked at the feeding of over 4,000 months and months and months ago. But this miracle would have followed the feeding of over 4,000. We see that it took place from verse 22 in the town of Bethsaida, which was again on the northwestern shore or northeastern shore of the Sea of Galilee. And it was while Jesus was in this town of Bethsaida that a blind man was brought to him, and the people proceeded to plead with Christ that he would touch this man and heal him, which shows that they had heard or had seen themselves Jesus touch others and they be healed. So they believed in the healing power of Christ. They recognized that this man was in need of the healing power of Christ, that they could not restore this man's sight, that the man could not restore his own sight. So they brought him to the one that they believed was able to restore his sight. Now, the miracle is only recorded by Mark, and really it's very, very different than all of Christ's healing miracles that we have recorded. The difference, the main difference, being in the character of the healing. We see that he touched the man's eyes. He then asked him if he saw clearly, and the man said, I see men as trees walking. In other words, he didn't see clearly at all. And so Jesus touched him again and caused him to look up, and he said, I see every man clearly. So no other miracle was that so. Jesus touched this man twice. In all the miracles that Mark records, and we'll look at them here briefly, in every single one of them, and this is true of all of Christ's healing miracles with the exception of this one, there was an immediate, cure. And this one we see twice. Jesus touched this man. Notice in Mark chapter 1, look at some of the healing miracles that Mark recorded. In Mark 1, verse 25 and 26, we read of a demonic in the synagogue. In verse 25, and Jesus rebuked him, saying, "Hold thy peace and come out of him." And when the unclean spirit had torn him and cried with a loud voice, he came out of him. Jesus spoke. The demon came out. Mark 1, verse 31, you have Peter's mother-in-law. And he came and took her by the hand and lifted her up, and immediately the fever left her, and she ministered unto them. In verse 41 and 42, you have the story of a leper. And Jesus, moved with compassion, put forth his hand and touched him, and said unto him, "I will be thou clean." And as soon as he had spoken, immediately the leprosy departed from him, and he was cleansed. Immediately, he was cleansed. This is not so of this blind man that we read of in Mark chapter 8. Jesus touches him, and he sees men as trees walking. Jesus touched him again. Again, it was not an immediate cure, and there's a reason for that, of course. In Mark chapter 2, verse 11 and 12, we read of a paralytic. This is the one that four men carried him to this house where Jesus was. "I say unto thee, arise, take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house." And immediately he rose, took up his bed, and went forth before them all. And I believe he did so without a limp, did so without any pain whatsoever. The cure was immediate. The cure was perfect. In Mark chapter 3, verse 1, and then we'll read verse 5. "And he entered again into the synagogue, and there was a man there which had a withered hand." Verse 5, "And when he had looked around about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he saith unto the man, Stretch forth thy hand. And he stretched it forth, and his hand was restored whole as the other. His hand was just as good as his good hand. In Mark chapter 5, we have the demonic of Gadara. And we know that Jesus again spoke, the demons left. And in verse 15, and they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had a legion, sitting, clothed, and in his right mind. Again, the cure was complete. The cure was immediately complete. In Mark chapter 5, verse 29, Mark 5, verse 29, we have the woman with the issue of blood. For he said in verse 29, "And straightway," or immediately, "the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague." We have the occasion when Jesus raised the daughter of Jairus in Mark 5, verse 41 and verse 42. "And he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha cumi, which being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked." Mark chapter 7, verse 29 and verse 30, we have the daughter of the Syrophoenician woman. "And he said unto her, For this saying, go thy way, the devil is gone out of thy daughter. And when she was come to her house, she found the devil gone out of her daughter, and she was laying upon the bed." And then the miracle we looked at the last couple of weeks, and we have the deaf man with the speech impediment in Mark chapter 7, verse 34, "And looking up to heaven, he sighed and saith unto him, Ephphatha, what that is, be opened. And straightway, immediately, his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain." So every miracle that Mark records up to this point, the miracles were complete, the miracles were immediate. But when we come to the healing of this blind man of Bethsaida, There, instead of there being an instant cure, it was a progressive cure. Touched him twice. The cure was progressive. The recovery was progressive. When this blind man first received his sight, he said, "I see men as trees walking." Verse 24. "I see men as trees walking." Now, this statement tells me that this man was not blind from birth. He had seen men before, and he had seen trees before. And he knew what both looked like. So it was sometime in this man's life that he became blind. And when Jesus touched him, the people, of course, expected a complete cure. The man, the blind man, probably expected a complete cure. But when he opened his eyes, he saw men, and they looked like trees. And they were walking. Christ touched him again. Verse 25, he was restored and saw every man clearly, which shows that before that, he saw with blurred vision and was very confusing. In this miracle, this blind man is brought from darkness to blurred vision, and then he is brought from blurred vision to clear sight. Again, it was a progressive healing. And like everything that Jesus does, it was on purpose. There was no failure. There was no weakness in Christ. Jesus healed this man this way on purpose. And he did so with a very definite purpose. So we want to consider, first of all, the reason. Why did Jesus heal this man this way? Now, if you read something and it's a little bit different than everything else that you've read, that ought to cause you to ask the question, why? Why? And again, this is different than all the healing miracles. Jesus had healed many blind people, and we've already looked at some of them. And everyone that he healed of blindness up to this point, they immediately saw clearly. But this miracle is different. And it should immediately cause us to ask, why? Why did Jesus do it this way? Some may say, well, it doesn't matter. Oh, I believe it does. I believe it does matter. And that is why we have this one miracle. And it's a little different than all the rest. It's certainly different than all the miracles where he restored sight. Now, previously, when he restored sight, he would say something like, "Receive thy sight," and the result was they saw, and they saw clearly. Certainly, Jesus could have said to this man, "Receive thy sight," and he would have, and certainly Jesus could have caused him to see clearly the first time, but he didn't. What Christ did here, he did deliberately. He did with a very set purpose. Some commentators have suggested that the reason it took two times is because the depth of this man's blindness. I don't believe that at all. In fact, it doesn't border blasphemy. That is blasphemy. And that's not the case at all. Because there were no difficult cases with Christ. They're all easy. They're all very easy to Christ. So you can't, when you ask, well, why did he do it in two stages? You can't say, well, you can, but you'll be wrong. You can't say that, well, it's because of the degree of the man's blindness. No, that has absolutely nothing to do with why Jesus did it this way. And it certainly was not due to any inadequacy in Christ. There is never inadequacy in Jesus Christ. But what Christ did here was deliberate. And what he did here was with a very definite purpose. Every miracle that Jesus performed, whether it was a miracle over nature or whether it was a healing miracle, every single one of them, he had a very specific reason for healing that specific individual. And I believe he even had a specific reason for the way that he healed each one. He did not heal each one the same way. He did not heal all the deaf the same way. He did not heal all the lame the same way. But he healed them, and the cures were complete. So all of Christ's miracles, we need to view them as more than just events. They are events, but we have to view them as much more than just an event. They are all representations of something. I believe all the healing miracles are representations of salvation. But all the healing miracles and all the miracles over nature are certainly representations of Christ's power. They all represent his power. And they are all designed to teach us spiritual truths. This miracle here is no different. Jesus did it differently. But it is designed to represent Christ's power, and it is also designed to teach us spiritual truths. And what Jesus did here is filled with spiritual truth. And it goes back to the feeding of over 4,000. He had just finished feeding over 4,000 people. And now the way that Jesus heals this particular blind man, I believe, is of deep significance. When we see that it's different than all the rest, we should immediately want to know why. Why is it different? The Lord does not plainly tell us. He does not say anywhere, this is why I healed this man this way. Well, if he told us that, we wouldn't have to search. We wouldn't have to dig. The Lord wants us to dig. The Lord wants us to study. So he never said, this is why I healed this man this way. But I believe as you look at it, it becomes obvious why Jesus healed this man in the way in which he did. And we'll continue next week. Let's look to the Lord. Word of prayer.